It's the Green Team, only on Siobhan Live.
Welcome back to the Environment Show. We're heading back also now to Abu Dhabi to have a chat with Kenneth Golden. He is a professor of mathematics, adjunct professor of bioengineering at the University of Utah. And he is in Abu Dhabi, in fact, to give a talk last week on climate change and the climate change and the mathematics of sea ice. And I'm really looking forward to actually getting some details about that. He's also travelled to the Antarctic 5 times. He's travelled to the Arctic 5 times to study sea ice. He's published over 50 papers in mathematics, physics, geophysics, electrical engineering, and much, much, much more. But what's really interesting about his research is that apparently the dramatic decline of the summer Arctic sea ice pack is probably the most visible large-scale change on the Earth's surface in recent years, but he also believes that it's been significantly underestimated. Slightly worrying. I hope he's going to be put our worries to rest a little bit, but it's a real pleasure to welcome to the Green Team Professor Golden. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks. It's really a pleasure to have a chance to talk with you.
Now, I hope I've said that. It's quite complex, I must say. Now, before I was doing research about you and about your work, and I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Well, it's kind of unusual for a math professor to be involved in such things and actually, you know, going down to Antarctica and as well as to the Arctic. Actually, I've been 6 times. We just got back a month ago.
Oh, right.
Yeah, our 6th trip. Yeah, it was really, really incredible, actually. A great opportunity to, you know, to see what's going on down there and try to make an impact on the science and ultimately make better predictions as to what's going to happen to the polar ice packs.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it? I mean, I did say that, as I understand, the Arctic sea ice pack is declining faster than scientists have predicted. Is that what your research has proven?
Absolutely. There are these global climate models basically do predict a decline of the summer Arctic ice pack, and this is significant because in the summertime the sun is shining in the polar regions, and the importance of the sea ice is that it reflects incoming solar radiation, so it protects, say, the Arctic Ocean from absorbing that solar radiation and warming. And so when you start to lose the Arctic ice pack in particular, it's no longer shielding the ocean below, and so you absorb more solar radiation and cause further warming. And so all the global climate models do predict a general decline of the summer Arctic ice pack, and in fact, most of them say, you know, predict within 50 years or 100 years or 150 years that the summer Arctic ice pack, you know, pretty much will decline to nothing, that it will pretty much be ice-free.
Wow.
What is somewhat alarming is that the declines, the losses that we've been seeing that have been observed through satellite observations have significantly outpaced any of the predictions that have been made by these climate models by a fair bit, particularly in the last 10-12 years or so. It was really in 2007 that there was a record minimum reached, which was actually about 40%. If you look at the 20-year average from, say, 1980 to 2000, the extent of the summer Arctic ice pack, what happened in 2007, it had been declining for a while, but there was a dramatic fall off in 2007, and so that the extent was actually 40% below its previous long-term average, so that, you know, almost half of the summer Arctic ice pack was gone in, say, the month of September.
Wow. And what are some of the contributing factors causing this? I mean, is it global warming, climate change, etc.? I mean, is this what we're contributing to, or is it, as others seem to continually try to argue, that it's a sort of cyclical issue?
Right. Well, it does. All the best evidence, the preponderance of the evidence, does indicate that this is due to global warming, and in particular, you know, man's input of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Climate is cyclical. That's actually the Milankovitch theory of climate change. And however, that does not appear to account for what we're seeing now and the dramatic nature of the fall off of the Arctic ice pack. One of the contributing factors that has been that's going on is, well, you know, as temperatures increase, you get melting in the summer, less formation of the ice in the winter, then you get even a little more melting in the next summer, a little less, and so on. I mean, it does fluctuate. However, one of the main effects that seems to be sort of knocking out the ice is the so-called ice albedo feedback. And this is a particularly important effect, which actually has been clearly demonstrated to be going on in the Arctic, where you lose ice, and now you expose the ocean to absorbing solar radiation, which warms the ocean, which melts more ice, which exposes the ocean, which then you get more warming and more solar absorption, which melts more ice, and so on in a positive feedback loop. I like to describe it as a runaway train effect.
Gosh.
And that definitely seems going on in the Arctic now.
What are some of the possible impacts then on the world due to this? And I mean, you put it into a time frame as sort of 100 and 150 years, but I mean, are we seeing those impacts happening now, today?
Yeah, so well, certainly I've actually been up in the Arctic a fair bit in the last decade or so, and you do see it impacting the native Alaskans that live up there in terms of their lives and their hunting grounds and so on. You can have changes in patterns that can impact, say, the United States, Russia, and so on. You know, the continents that are surrounding the Arctic Ocean, in terms of changing weather patterns. You may get less snowfall in the west, or, you know, get droughts. You know, there's sort of potentially non-intuitive impacts, you know, but it definitely is the effect of the Arctic. What's going on in the Arctic is far beyond the Arctic. It really is global. Of course, also the ecosystems are, you know, the polar bears. Also, you may not know this, but the sea ice houses or hosts extensive algal communities, which are form the base of the extensive and very rich food chains in the polar region. And you start messing with their homes, basically, where they live. They actually live in the brine inclusions in the sea ice. So sea ice is actually a composite material, and of pure ice with fluid brine inclusions laced throughout the ice. And algae actually live inside there. And so when you start playing around with the foundation of the food chains in the polar regions, it's clearly going to have an impact.
Impact. Okay, I knew it wouldn't be quite so positive, but very, 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 very briefly, we're completely out of time. In fact, we're over time, but I just really wanted to ask you very briefly, if I may, Professor Golden, can it be stopped or can it be at least slowed down?
I'm not that optimistic in that
okay.
way. I think it's in other words, as I said, it's got one climate scientist I know described it in the following way. You get your friends pushing like in a massive boulder is in a hilly, sort of a hilly region, and you start you rock it back and forth, and you finally get it going, you know. And well, you know, you're probably not going to stand in front of it to stop this massive boulder once it starts. First of all, you don't know where it's going to go, and because it's a very, and particularly the climate system is a very complicated system, and it's very, you know, it is very difficult to describe and to predict what's going to happen. However, you know, there's a tremendous inertia and momentum in this system that's already built up. And there's already a tremendous amount of heating. The pack is now highly susceptible to further perturbations or in the system that can do cause further melting. I mean, the ice is actually much thinner than it used to be. It's not only the extent, you know, not only lost in extent, but it's much thinner, so then it's even more susceptible to melting. So frankly, I mean, honestly, the prognosis is not that great, you know, for the Arctic ice pack. You may bounce back, who knows, but I'm not sure what can be done at this point.
It's been really, I wish we had more time. We've completely ran, in fact, we're over time. I can see Mark and Jason waiting to get on the program, but thank you so much for joining us. Now, the talk is this evening, isn't it?
This evening, that's
From 6:30 to 8:30. Is everybody welcome?
Absolutely. It's open to the public.
Okay. And you are actually, are you staying in Abu Dhabi for some time?
I'm actually leaving on late Thursday night. I'm actually here for a conference on probability theory, statistical physics, and applications.
Wow. And, I'm glad we're not talking about that today.
Yeah, and this is the public lecture that is associated with that, and it's in the Alma Mora Auditorium.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this afternoon. Absolutely
welcome.
Fascinating stuff. And
really a pleasure.
I wish you all the best for this evening. Enjoy the rest of your stay in the Capitol. Thank you for joining us. Okay. That was Kenneth Golden there, Professor of Mathematics, Adjunct Professor of Bioengineering, University of Utah. Absolutely fascinating. I wish we had more time with him. But if you are interested in this, I know I am, he is giving a talk this evening. It's at 6:30 to 8:30. It's in Abu Dhabi at the Al Mamoura Auditorium. And he's really is part of the NYU Abu Dhabi University series of talks. So there's lots more coming up as well. So that's it for today. Sorry, I do apologize. A little bit over time there for the news. But do join me again tomorrow.